You're with SBS Radio.
Good afternoon, Pip Spilsbury.
Good afternoon, Sylvie.
It's a great privilege to have you here in our Tamil program. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah. You had worked on a different level of management in SBS, and as well as you have worked in the outside in mainstream media as well. So how did you feel the difference working in a multicultural environment at SBS?
SBS is a wonderful place to work. I think you enjoy it as much as I do. The multicultural aspect is part, it's deeply ingrained in who we are at SBS. SBS is a place that is interested in the final product that we are all producing, but it's also very interested in the way that we get there. So SBS wants to make people feel at home while they're at their work, and so producing a great outcome at the end of the day as well. So working at a place like SBS is quite a special experience. The multicultural nature of SBS just adds another dimension to be introduced to parts of the world that you don't know exist really, and to be introduced to languages and cultures that are very different to your own.
Please, like, because person like me and our listeners, just take us through the journey you had in SBS.
I came to SBS to manage the television studios here. Prior to coming to SBS, I worked mostly with Channel 7, but in television production. Okay. So if you were watching commercial TV in Australia during the 80s, you may well have seen my credit on television dramas and sitcoms and large sporting events and things like that. Home and Away, that's still on air at the moment.
So you worked in those projects?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So a television production career as a producer and a director. And then I moved into more operational roles, which means managing the facilities that producers use, so television studios, television editing facilities, camera facilities. And I started to work in a more managerial role, guiding and helping the programs to use their facilities efficiently, I suppose.
Okay. Why did you choose media? Like, is there any reason behind that?
No, it's when I started in the media, there weren't any media courses at university. So I actually went to university to do a music degree and then changed and picked up all of these new exciting media studies. And I moved to Sydney and Channel 7 offered me a job. I knew somebody who worked there and they offered me a job to be trained as a director's assistant in a studio control room.
Okay.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And then your career, actually, it was growing on the management side, and then you moved into SBS. Like, sorry for my ignorance.
That's right.
When did you come to SBS, actually?
I came to SBS in 2004 to manage their TV studios mostly, and then all of their production facilities.
So what actually make you to move from TV to radio, like ALC?
Well, originally I came in TV, so I came into SBS as looking after the television facilities, but the radio facilities were also there. So I started to learn about radio from the very beginning. And then a good role came up, which I thought I was quite well suited to, as the network manager at SBS Radio, which is really working with the people in SBS Radio and making sure that they have the skills and the capacity to do the work that we were asking to do.
Okay, let's talk about your journey, because officially you finished with SBS last week, which is a bit sad for everyone.
Me too.
We are going to miss you.
Thank you.
But when I saw the email actually 1 month ago, I was really inspired on seeing you the job which you are going to actually pursue after finishing with SBS. Can you give us some, you know, overview of the work which you are going to do, like, maybe from next month?
I left SBS last week, and from last week I am now an Australian volunteer. And as part of the Australian government foreign policy, skilled volunteering is a very important part of that foreign policy. So I will be joining the program that is funded by the Australian government that helps build capacity in our region. And what I love about this program is that they use a very people-to-people, very one-to-one approach to help build skills in around 26 countries around our region.
Okay. So where are you heading to?
I'm heading to Cambodia.
Oh.
And I'll be living in Phnom Penh for 12 months.
Okay.
And I'll be working with a small NGO called STEM Education for Cambodia. And their mission is to promote the study of STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and maths.
Okay.
Promote those subjects to school-aged children in Cambodia. Because the World Bank tells me that Cambodia is the sixth fastest growing economy in the world, and a lot of those ASEAN nations, all of the ASEAN nations, have identified that the study of these subjects is really critical to their ongoing development. So I'm really excited about it. I don't know a lot about it, but I've spoken with those in the organisations a couple of times before agreeing to join them and for them agreeing for me to come.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
So you're going to teach?
I won't be teaching. I'll be using the skills that I brought, that I learnt at working at SBS, and I'm thinking that that will be around their business strategy, their communication strategy, helping them with their online. I might even be doing some videoing. I'll be working specifically on a project called STEM Sisters, and they're looking to set up mentoring systems for young women in Cambodia who are already working in the science, technology, engineering and maths fields, raising their profiles perhaps through video, and encouraging younger women in Cambodia to be inspired by those women.
Okay. What do you think the challenge you will face at first when you go to Cambodia?
One of the first things I believe we're doing when I land on the 12th of December is we are having a language immersion. So we'll have one week of Khmer language training, which will be really fascinating.
Okay.
But obviously it's a culture that I'm not that familiar with. I will be taking my skills into a culture that I don't know too much about, and not knowing the language will be difficult as well.
That's good, actually, because the overall experience and what you have learned throughout your journey, you're having an opportunity to give that, you know, and it's going to be beneficiary for someone who is entirely in a different part of the world and different culture. It's really wonderful.
The thing, too, is that I don't know what they need.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's so unfamiliar to me. I don't know what they need.
Yes.
So I've got to go in with a really open mind, and that will be a great learning experience for me.
Yes.
To go in with a really open mind, ask some questions and ask how I can help.
Yeah.
And if that means making the tea and sweeping the floor, then that will be fine. and if there's more that I can contribute to promote the study of the STEM subjects, I'll be delighted to help.
Yes, good on you, actually. Really, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how did you get into this voluntary job? Like, is it like happened suddenly, or you have it in your mind for years and years, and are you being involved in voluntary program here before getting into it?
The Australian Volunteers Program has been going for about 60 or 70 years, so it's a very, very well-established program. And as I said before, a very important part of Australia's foreign policy. I was made aware of it around 35 years ago when a friend of mine joined the Australian Volunteers Program, and I tucked it away thinking that would be a nice thing to do one day. And here I am at one day, and my kids are off in the world, and my parents are still very well on the other side, and I have this opportunity, this little window of opportunity that I can go and do something magical with, and I'm sure it will be magical in many, many ways.
Okay. How do we join into this program? Like, is there any qualification or some essentials we need to meet to join into this program?
It's like any job application. So if you or anybody who's interested, you can have a look at Australian Volunteers Programs, and every month they advertise 60, 70, many, many opportunities in all parts of our region. So the Pacific Island nations up through Asia and a little bit over to Africa as well.
Okay.
And like any job interview, you apply for a job that's within your skill set. You're interviewed by that agency, and then they partner you with a suitable organisation in a certain country.
Okay.
So they're really like matchmakers. They're finding your skills and a partner organisation in a country and putting the match together.
Okay.
And then there's a round of approvals. The partner organisation in that country needs to approve. So there's a round of approvals. approvals, just like any other job. But the Australian Volunteers Program is really interested in the Tamil-speaking community because they've sent over 40 volunteers to Sri Lanka just in the last couple of years, just since 2015. Mm. So they're really interested in sending a very diverse range of Australians into these countries to help build capacity and a really sustainable capacity throughout our region.
Thank you very much. I know you're very busy because you're flying on 11th.
Yes.
So thank you very much to come over all the way to our studio to do this interview and share about your experience and your future plan. And it's really good and inspiring, and all the best.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. It's been a pleasure to come in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.